Cape Talk, new beginnings.
I think almost the last interview I did before I went on leave was about plastic recycling. So it feels quite fitting to start today with an interview about plastic refusal. The 1st of July marks the start of the call for Plastic Free July. Again, it's a global campaign with a local push, and that push here in Cape Town is being spearheaded by the team at the Two Oceans Aquarium. It's always a pleasure to welcome their media and communications executive, Renee Lervner, who is absolutely passionate about getting us to change our habits when it comes to mindless plastic consumption. Relay, lovely to have you with us again today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's really always great to speak to somebody that's equally as passionate about this as I am.
Renee, what's the big concept? What is? It's not about no plastic at all during July, but specifically looking at single-use plastics, not so?
Definitely single-use plastics. And for Plastic Free July, they actually ask us to concentrate on four. And it's the four culprits for this campaign is your plastic shopping bag, your straw, that coffee cup, the lid of the coffee cup, and then beverage bottles. You know why I need those four for the month? It's because it makes you do something differently and makes you think differently. So we're all hoping that if you say no to those four, you refuse those four, it will start a process within your daily habits that will then lead to other things that you would refuse.
So what's that saying? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you give up plastic? Well, you start with the small things, and then hopefully that brings about a mind shift that makes you look at the bigger things.
Definitely. And it's not just a mind shift towards plastic, but a whole mind shift towards your place within the environment. And it's those four things. Most of us are guilty of one or two of those. Some people can actually already say, I don't use any of those, which is great. But we want to encourage those people then to also look at further and see what else they can refuse. If they go to the shop, are they buying the mayonnaise in the plastic jar or the glass jar? You know, so it's going, changing your consumer habits and how you go and do your shopping as well. But for Plastic Free July, we want those people who have never tried this to focus on those four.
Okay, let's talk a little about each of those four. Now, the shopping bag one, I mean, we've been preaching this for four decades now, Renee. South Africa's tried it by making the bags thicker in the hopes that people would reuse them, by putting a charge on those bags in the hope that we would start seeing them as something of value, not just to be discarded. There are all kinds of complicated politics about what happened to the money and where it was meant to go. But putting all of that aside, how successful have we been, if at all, in getting people to start reusing shopping bags, taking their own cloth and fabric versions instead, and just saying no to the plastic one offered in store?
Again, it's eating the elephant one bite at a time. So it's literally, you know, the more people we can get to support this going forward, the bigger the snowball is going to be. And I must say, we are seeing it here at the aquarium. We're seeing it more and more, how people are supporting this, how retailers are coming out to support it, our schools are coming out to support it. And through Plastics Free July this year, we are actually focusing on the youth. And as the aquarium, we've asked all the schools to really look their policies about being a plastic-free, plastic bag-free zone. So it's actually our challenge this year to the schools to join the Rethink the Bag. We already have seven schools on our list who have gone plastic bag free, and it is possible. You can do it. And that's our main focus for July, and we hope that many, many more schools will join us in this. And we're here to offer advice and to be there every step of the way as this as schools start to look at this, and if and when they decide to actually implement this policy in the school system, then we will help wherever we can.
I don't know who those seven schools are, but I'm guessing one of them might be the Grove Primary School, because I know they've gone so far as to develop their own reusable shopping bag. Somebody dropped off a couple of them for me last year, and they're still in my handbag in constant use. I mean, that's really taking it quite a step further, Renee, to say not only are we going to refuse the plastic version, but we're going to make it easy for our school community to find an alternative.
Grove is, in actual fact, one of the schools.
It is,
and then
okay.
There's the Deutsche Schule up in Tamburskloof area. They, as far as I know, have also developed their own bags. So it's them. We've got Prestwich Primary. We've got a school, Diaf Malaba in Port Elizabeth. And the last one is now just, the last two just outside of my of what I can. They're on the tip of my tongue, but that's
okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Weinberg Girls High is the other school that I can think of right now. So there's definitely a lot of people wanting to take part, and you know, it's that do one thing. Give one thing up, and it pushes you to look at other things as well and reconsider how you fit into the environmental space.
Okay, so the plastic bag might have been step one for many people. I think step two for a great number of our listeners would have been the heightened awareness of the plastic straw. You guys have played a big role in that, Renee, by releasing the photographs and forcing people to look at what happens to those straws when they end up in the water and tangled up in turtles and fish, etc. That one really feels like it's gained a huge amount of traction in the last year or two, that we are starting to see restaurants not offering them or offering alternatives like the paper straw. We've seen a huge number of suppliers come into the market with metal and glass alternatives. Do you feel like you are winning that war?
I won't say we're winning the war, but we're definitely winning the battle.
Okay.
Every time we get somebody like the big fast food restaurants that are now coming out and saying, listen, we're not going to supply you with a plastic straw anymore. Mm-hmm. That is a battle won. That's a huge commitment coming from them. So we will continue that fight. And, you know, the straws are actually, they're superfluous. We have wonderful lips that we can use to sip with your lip. That's what I always say. We do realize that there are some people who need straws for medical reasons, and we support those with reusable straws and so forth. But yeah, so straws, when you're at your house, you drink your cool drink from your glass.
Mm.
But when you go out, you want a straw because you're in a restaurant. I don't always see the logic in that argument. And yeah, so we are definitely, we're still continuing with that. And we, you know, anyone that wants to join us and just say no to straws and make it publicly known that then it will not be using straws, we're all for that. Yeah.
Okay. Number three on that list was the coffee cup. And specifically, it's the lid on that coffee cup that is the big problem. Talk to us a little bit more about that aspect.
You know, like most plastics and all plastics, it's not like the plastic is the evil and the enemy in the end. It's how we use the plastic. So that coffee cup lid is used once and it's tossed. It's not reused ever again. It's just thrown away. And where it goes, there is no way. So it stays here. And there's so, I can't actually give you the exact numbers, but I think it's like millions of coffee cups being sold every day with those lids. There are alternatives. Take your own cup and your reusable cup to the shop when you want a coffee. One, you're going to have a great cup of coffee and without that plasticky taste. And two, you're going to walk out of that store knowing that you have made a difference right there, right at that moment by not taking that plastic cup. There are alternatives for the takeaway cups as well, like the PLA lids. But even that, you know, if you have the opportunity to take a reusable cup, do that.
Love the message that's just come in on the WhatsApp line from one of our listeners saying the most unique straw I have seen was at an Italian restaurant at Sun City last month, where the straw was a pasta tube. Very cool and biodegradable as well. That's a novel one I hadn't heard of before, but I mean, that's fully recyclable. I don't know what happens to the discarded pasta tube, but I guess it can be added to, does pasta decompose? I guess it must at some point, so that can go in the compost heap, I guess, at the end of it. But there's a creative idea of somebody who's come up with a thematic way of turning turning into a fun response and finding something that sets them apart from everywhere else. Renee, if you make this a kind of a marketing exercise and increase the stakes and the potential benefit for the retailers and the restaurants, etc., that's one way perhaps of tackling this, rather than saying don't do it, it's bad for the environment. Maybe there's an idea of find a way of making this something that they can sell themselves on.
You know, the reusable bags that are being sold, if you walk around with that, you are basically a walking billboard for whatever is on that bag. And so where we in the past would have paid, I actually have no idea how much a plastic bag costs at this stage, because I haven't bought bags in so many years. I've lost track of how much they cost. But if you walk around with all of that shopping in your bag, in your plastic bags, you're a walking billboard for that retailer. If you do it in your reusable bag that you bought at that retailer, you're still doing that. So, but you're doing some good for the environment. And a lot of these reusable bags are a lot more fashionable than those plastic bags. I always say, choose your reusable bag to match your shoes for the day, maybe, if you want to go that way. But it's, you know, it is a marketing opportunity. You were talking now about the pasta straws. There's also companies that are making edible straws. So you drink your beverage and then you eat your straw afterwards, which is quite interesting. They flavored straws.
Okay.
With a straw, I think the one problem that you might have there is the issue of space. So branding something like that might be difficult, but you can always brand, you know, the paper packaging that it comes in. But again, reusable. We don't want once-off. Single use, whatever single use it is actually not the greatest. So if you are getting a reusable straw, then great, brand it and make it a company thing, and, you know, put your mark on it. But not a single use, one time off item, whether it is plastic or any other type of material.
Okay. Number four on that list. So we're asking for the month of July, at least, if not in perpetuity, giving up the shopping bag, the plastic straw, and the plastic lid on the disposable coffee cup. Number four is the beverage bottle. Now, Renee, I know that in South Africa, we do relatively well in terms of recycling those bottles compared to many other countries worldwide. But still, the better alternative is to have a reusable one that you simply refill, particularly given the quality of our tap water, which allows us to just walk up to the tap and refill it.
You are 100% right. So we have a good recycling rate on those bottles, but it's a single-use item. And people tend to forget that all the plastic we've manufactured up until now, it's still somewhere on this earth. Whether it is dug into a landfill or breaking down in the ocean, it's still here. So that plastic bottle that you've used once, it doesn't go away. It's, you know, as I said, there's no way on this planet. We only have this one planet. So if it's recycled into something else, it's still here. If it's gone to landfill and it's been dug in there, it's still here. If it's ended up in our rivers and now in the ocean, it is still here. So it's if you have a reusable bottle, I have a beautiful stainless steel one that I carry with me, and I've got a couple of those actually. I think if I consider the fact that I drink about 3 liters of water a day, that would be 3 bottles, plastic bottles a day.
Yeah.
But I use my one reusable bottle and I refill it under the tap, because our water is so good. You're quite right about that. And yeah, so if I just think, you know, three times five during the week, it adds up after a while. You don't. You actually have to take a step back and start doing these calculations. How many coffee cups did I buy this year? How many times did I spend that money when I could have taken my own cup? And I let you in on a little bit of secret. I don't normally buy takeaway coffee, but when I do, I take my cup. And my cup is normally bigger than what they have as their biggest. And then they fill it up for the same price. So it's always quite a lot of fun. Walking out with my big cup and the other people like, oh, okay, that is quite fun. But yeah, if when you go and sit down and you make those calculations and you try and visualize it for yourself, you end up with, like, you sometimes, like now with these plastic bottles, I've just done it now for myself. So it's 3 times 5 is 15, and that's 15 bottles
per week.
Every week.
Yeah.
That's amazing. To if you don't then start thinking about how much that is in a year, and how much it's been over the last 5 or 6 years that I've been using my reusable water bottle, then it adds up to a big mountain of plastic bottles.
It adds up to an intolerable figure. Is the bottom line here, and that's what this is all about: changing mindsets on what we consider acceptable and where we draw the line in the sand and say no more. Now, Renee, there are lots of different ways to get involved in Plastic Free July. Before we run through those, I just want to bring Steve to air, because Stephen's given us a call wanting to talk about another source of plastic pollution that bothers him. Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Something that's really worried me and has just come to light now, that after all the elections, is that these thousands and thousands of posters that the municipality allowed to go up on poles. And when they take them down, they cut these cable ties that are made of plastic or these plastic string that they use, and they just leave it and it falls down into the gutters. What happens when the rain comes? They all get washed out to sea. Someone should petition the local authority to say that they're not allowed to use plastic ties or those things. I mean, it's not just over the election. It's every day you see posters going up, and they're only allowed up for a certain period, and then the next batch come up again.
Mm. I take your point, Stephen. There must be a better way. Renee, off the top of your head, is there an alternative, more planet-friendly way to secure a poster around a street pole than with a plastic cable tie?
I can't off the top of my head think of anything right now, but it's a challenge. Put it out there. Get some design students designing and working on this. It's actually quite interesting because we were having a meeting earlier and our curator put it to the curatorial team, what are you going to do for Plastic Free July? And the one Acris actually said his motto for July is try not to use a cable tie in July, because they are everywhere and they get snipped and dropped wherever they are being used.
Mm.
And it really is. And our stormwater drains are not cleaned up. The water is not being filtered or anything like that. That goes straight into the sea. So the plastic pieces, whether they big and go into the sea or whether they small and go into the sea, they end up in the ocean. So I think it's an incredible opportunity for a student out there or for somebody who has that type of design mind to look at an alternative and find something. I know there's cassava is being brought in, hemp. You know, hemp can make some incredible strong products and a hemp rope or
twine,
things like
yeah.
that. So, yeah.
There must be an alternative is the bottom line. Stephen, thank you so much for raising that one. Renee, just before we are, I think Hussey has given us a call with a suggestion on a biodegradable alternative.
Yeah,
Hussey, Grassy
it's
Park.
Just about the same story.
Yeah.
They can use ordinary string, but I think to enforce it, and this is where we lack as a controlled society, those that use plastic stuff must be prosecuted. If a poster is found with plastic, the identity of the people who put the poster will invariably be there. So those people must then be prosecuted.
Hussey and Grassy Park, thanks. Strong views on, I guess he's talking about accountability here, Renee. And that's the big question. As much as we can all commit to making these small changes or not so small changes in our own daily lives, I think there is a sense that we need some sort of accountability at a higher level, to follow up for those who are mass consumers of these single use plastics.
Definitely. And that accountability we can, lobby for. And that's where you and I, we come in again. So I'm just thinking of the fact that where I live, there are store posters up. So one, that's against the law as far as I know. It was supposed to be removed within a week of the election. And two, you know, littering is actually also against the law. So if they are putting stuff on the ground, like your cable ties, then, that is against the law. The same with balloon releases, mass balloon releases. Those are actually also against the law.
And we have, we've seen a couple of incidents where public outcry in response to incidents like that has led to change of behavior and follow-ups and enforced cleanups, etc. So it counts to raise your voice, I guess, is the big theme here. Renee, I know that the aquarium has got several events organized for July, including a forum theater event, a big trash bash, etc. We haven't got time to run through them now, but just remind us of the website where our listeners can look those up.
www.aquarium.co.za and go to the blog button. Everything's on there.
Renee Loewner, thanks so much for chatting to us today. Media executive at the Two Oceans Aquarium and helping to drive the concept of Plastic Free July. And will you make the pledge to give up at least for this month and if not more? Well, I hope it'll be more than this, but at the very least, the shopping bag, the straw, the coffee cup and the beverage bottle. Just do the calculations for yourself. Never mind even if the environmental ethos doesn't drive you to do it. Do the sums on how much you're spending on those items and how much you might save yourself if you invest invest in alternatives. Renee, thanks for giving us lots of food for thought again, and our best wishes for the success of the Plastic Free July campaign.